This is pretty amazing room.
Yeah, it is. I hope you're dressed okay.
Huh?
You're looking
good, so
I'm a bit wet my hair. Oh, here she comes.
Hi, you must be Joan and Paul. I'm Georgina.
Hi, I'm Paul. Nice to meet you.
Hi, Georgina. I'm Joan. Nice to meet you.
Oh, nice to meet you both. Well, let's head down to my office. So how was the traffic coming in today?
Traffic wasn't too bad. We had the rain.
Yeah, the weather was really terrible. Everybody was driving slowly.
Yeah, well, at my end of town, it still was icy. The snow hasn't all melted yet.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here we are. Come on in and have a seat. Oh.
Thanks.
I'll grab another chair.
Okay.
Here you go.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Well, we really appreciate you taking the time to have this interview with us.
Mm-hmm. Yes, thank
you. We sent some questions by email yesterday. Did you get them?
Yeah, I got those.
Are they okay?
I just read them briefly. They look just fine.
Okay, great. So I'll start by asking some questions while Joan takes notes, and then we'll switch halfway through. The interview should probably take 20, 30 minutes.
That's fine. That sounds good to me.
Great,
okay.
Thank you.
Before we begin, just to let you know that if any of our questions seem unusual, we didn't mean any offense. But please let us know.
Okay.
Okay.
No problem.
Okay. Let's see. Let me have a look at my questions. We noticed that a lot of employees here work in cubicles, but don't necessarily stay in their cubicles. We thought that was because people were working in teams and had to consult frequently with other members of the team. Is that correct?
Yeah, that is right. We use cubicles to provide some privacy, but really consultation is so critical. In fact, we make sure that the team members all have cubicles that are right beside one another so that they can talk together really easily.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. We also noticed that the noise level in the office was pretty high.
Mm-hmm.
People were talking in pairs or in small groups. At my previous company in Edmonton, consultation was more formal and usually took place in someone's office, usually after making an appointment.
Interesting. Let me think. I guess even our senior managers drop by quite frequently just to see how things are going in the team.
Another thing we observed was that your company seems to hire people from many different countries. We noticed that you have quite a diverse working force.
Huh. Actually, I think most of our employees are Canadian-born.
Really?
Yeah. Let me see. We probably have two people who were trained in another country.
Wow.
But I think most people here are from Canada.
Well, I didn't think about that. I just assumed that they spoke English as their second language. That's interesting. Okay, another question we have is about social talk. Sometimes people were talking about what they did on the weekend, and they seem to be working at the same time. To me, it seemed people are really collegial here, and they're good friends outside the office. Is that right?
I wouldn't say that everyone is good friends outside of work. Some maybe. But you're right. We do get along well here, and we think it's really important to know your fellow team members. And you know what they say, you spend more time at the office than with your families.
Yeah, that's for sure.
That's true.
We were also wondering about the dress code here. We noticed that there's a real mix in dress styles, and some people dress quite casually, but a few people, men especially, were wearing suits and ties, and some women were wearing suits too. We weren't sure, but we thought maybe the senior managers were dressed in the suits.
No, actually, no. I can see how you might think that, but that's not the case. We have a business casual office here, so men wear casual pants and golf shirts with collars, no ties. And women wear nice but casual clothes as well. Of course, no jeans or runners. We are expected to dress more professionally if we're meeting with clients, either here or outside the office. So you might have noticed that our two receptionists were dressed more professionally because, of course, they see clients every day.
I see. Well, that's very interesting. It's quite different from my country. Everybody in my country dresses quite formally. In fact, I think the whole workplace is more formal in my country. We use Mr. or Mrs. and last names when we speak to the managers to show respect. But we saw that everyone in this office was calling each other by their first name. I was just wondering, would you call the clients by their first name too?
Yeah. Yes, we do. You know, I think that's common in most Canadian workplaces.
Really? And one last observation. We noticed that there was a bulletin board in the staff room with a sign on it to volunteer at the local food bank on the weekend. I thought that was very interesting. Is this company involved in very many community projects?
Yes, we do sponsor a few things. We help at the food bank 2 or 3 times a year.
Is everyone expected to volunteer?
No, not at all. You know, people have busy lives, and they can't always give up a Saturday to volunteer. But we do get a good turnout, actually. It's a really good cause, and it's another good way to get to know colleagues outside of work.
Interesting.
Sometimes several of our senior managers go, and I think they really appreciate those who volunteer.
That's so wonderful, isn't it?
Yeah, and we have a company newsletter put out by Human Resources, and the names of the people who help out are in that newsletter.
Wow. Well, thank you very much. Those are all of our questions. It was really interesting to see the workplace. It helps us see the differences and similarities from our countries in Canada. Joan and I, after our observation, we're talking about what would make good communication in this office, and we came up with a few ideas.
Mm.
Could you give us your opinion of these?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. One of them was direct and formal language would be out of place in this office.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And we thought that everyone is quite friendly and social talk is important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm.
And value is placed on harmony at this workplace.
Yes, I would say that's true. I think we also work hard and we want to get things done very efficiently, but we also value getting along.
Yeah, it's a wonderful place to work. It looks like working in teams is really important here, too. So I guess knowing how to communicate within a team is critical to being a successful communicator here.
Yeah. You know, in the last person that was let go at this company was fired because of his teamwork communication. It's really important here.
Wow.
His technical skills were excellent, but if you can't work well in a team, it's just so difficult for everyone.
Wow. That's really important to know. Well, I think that's about all the time we have here. Thank you so much for meeting with us today, Georgina. We really appreciate your time.
Yes, thank you. We really appreciate it. It was wonderful to have your opinion on our observations. You've been really helpful.
No problem. It was nice to have met you, and good luck in your careers in Canada. And it was very interesting for me, too, to participate in the interview.
That's great. Thank you.
Okay, bye now.